Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast for today. We're looking at mainly sunny skies, going to be a little more humid, though, and a high around 82 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, 60. 58 in Burlington, Milwaukee 66, and it is 63 degrees in Racine. Three teenagers in Kenosha suffered some minor gunshot wounds while attending a block party over the weekend in the 5800 block of 19th Avenue. Police say the shootings are gang-related, but no other information, including possible suspects, has been released. Initial reports on the incident said that one teen was shot in the leg, another in the foot, third in the hand. Workers may not be happy on the job these days, but can be more productive, at least according to Dr. David Berkus, who's authored a new book titled Under New Management, How Leading Organizations Are Upending Business as Usual.
All of them share the same line thing, which is that in this new age of work, the people actually doing the work might be better equipped to also manage it, to measure progress, allocate resources, and all of those things. And we're seeing that happen with increased frequency.
Dr. Berkus says that budgets need to be managed, but the role of management per se is shifting as the nature of work changes. A recent Forbes survey showing slightly more than half of the respondents not happy and not productive at their place of employment. Take note that folks in Mount Pleasant who've been dealing with bluff erosion problems on Lake Michigan supposed to be getting their concrete chunks this morning. According to a release from the village of Mount Pleasant, those concrete chunks are coming from Waukegan, an airport reconstruction project down there, a deal worked out between village president Jerry Garski and the folks in charge of that operation down in Waukegan. Those chunks of concrete coming in this morning. Former fire station number 5 in Racine at 1437 Marquette Street was home to the Racine First Choice pre-apprenticeship program for the past several years. But with its recent demise, the Great Lakes Conservation Corporation is looking to take over the lease from the city. During the Public Works Committee meeting recently, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eek said that Great Lakes was kind of a partner with First Choice in that very same building.
So under this proposal, the Great Lakes Community Conservation Corps would take over the agreement to rent that building and outline the details. They'd be responsible for all the utility costs, gas, electric, water, which the pre-apprenticeship program had in the past.
You noted the dollar rental would be in addition to them paying all of the building's operational costs. Students with the Great Lakes Group mainly working on solar energy projects in the community. Alderman Henry Perez questioned the dollar on rent, suggesting it seemed like a sweetheart deal, even though they're doing all that other stuff. He was the only no vote on the committee's recommended support that'll be going to the council tonight. A University of Wisconsin dean says he's open to changing the name of a Green Lives Matter class if students are offended. The class at Green Bay examines the environmental justice movement and what the school says is where civil rights and environmental concern cross paths. It will reportedly look at how minority groups have been impacted by environmental policy. The dean of social sciences there, Scott Furlong, says the name for the class was set well before the Black Lives Matter movement began to take up much more public issue with people saying things like Blue Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. AAA putting the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline at $2.16 in Wisconsin. That is down nearly 5 cents a gallon since last week, and it's a drop of 21 cents in the past month. The Janesville-Beloit area showing the lowest average price at $2.03. Green Bay had $2.28. Many stations in this area in the $2.12 to $2.15 range. Meanwhile, GasBuddy.com spotters, they report gasoline for under $2 a gallon in parts of Beloit, Janesville, even Kenosha. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to begin working with municipal officials this week on implementing changes again after the state's voter ID law was ruled unconstitutional. Changes include eliminating restrictions on early voting, which had been limited to just weekdays and at one location. Elections Commission Director Michael Haas says that they are reviewing the decision in consultation with their attorneys at the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Meanwhile, the voter turnout for the August 9th primary may be 16% statewide, according to Haas. He acknowledges the only statewide race is the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate between Russ Feingold and Scott Harbaugh.
Based on the feedback we've been receiving from clerks, that does not seem to be as big of a factor in their projections of the turnout.
He notes that turnout could be higher in certain areas with contested primaries for local legislative or congressional races, like in the 1st District. In-person absentee balloting continues through Friday afternoon. Governor Walker proclaiming this Ports Week in the state to recognize the long history of water transportation in Wisconsin. Sherry Waltz is the manager of the DOT's Harbors and Waterways Program. She says the state's commercial harbors, they handle a number of important commodities.
Water transportation is a very efficient way to move bulk commodities and to reduce congestion on other modes such as highway and rail. Some of the key products handled by Wisconsin ports include agricultural products such as corn, heavy machinery, coal for power plants, and cement for the construction industry.
She points out the state has 29 commercial ports, and they contribute a combined $1.6 billion to the state's economy every year. Residents of Mount Pleasant should expect a notice in the mail and a posting on the website about the assessment process and the village moving closer next year to the 100% level on its own versus the state ordering it to do so in the near future. Assessor Dan McHugh says it's all about fair market value, which could mean different numbers in different parts of the village.
It may mean one neighborhood goes up 4%, this neighborhood here goes up 6%, just because the market has dictated that values in a different neighborhood are going up higher. So it isn't everybody in the entire village going up the same, but it is meaning everybody goes to as close to 100% as possible.
He noted that Mount Pleasant is currently within the state's parameters at around 97% on assessments. He added that he has nothing to do with taxes, and if they do go up or down, it's not his decision. It's not a foregone conclusion that the recent proliferation of grocery stores in southeast Wisconsin is going to mean the closure of an existing business. That, according to Jim Dudasek, the executive director and editor of Progressive Grocer. It's an industry trade publication.
People don't just shop at one store anymore. Some still do, but most don't. They're looking around to different stores for different things. So we might not necessarily see stores close.
Meanwhile, Festival Foods, which replaced a Century location in Mount Pleasant and opened recently in Summers near a Walmart, going to be joined in the Kenosha area soon by Fresh Time, a new player at Southport Plaza. Dudasek note tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that while the growth may not lead to store closures, he's calling it a sure bet that Pick and Save and Piggly Wiggly and other big names either have or will be forced to change at least some of their practices, Walmart noticeably revamping its Mount Pleasant Supercenter grocery store. Oh, and with so many food items claiming to be healthy these days, it's kind of hard sometimes to know what's really good for you and what's not. Mary Maloney says the general rule might be if it's easy, it's not all that good.
Despite our best intentions to eat healthy, we sometimes fall short when it comes to making the right selections. But how do you know what to avoid? For starters, skip the frozen dinners. Yes, they're easy and convenient, but they're also filled with preservatives, lots of sodium, and very few vegetables. You may be tempted to order a salad at a fast food restaurant, but think twice. Toppings like croutons, nuts, and dressings can add up the calorie count. When cruising the snack aisle at the grocery store, don't be so quick to grab those veggie chips. The veggies are cut thin and then processed, removing much of the nutritional value. I'm Mary Maloney.
Remember, WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section, and at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.